Entertaining motion to come out of executive session into regular session?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now back in regular session. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
Yes, Mr. President. Two issues were discussed. One was land acquisition, where some issues were discussed concerning that. And also, we were given report by legal counsel concerning the pending potential litigation. And it would be appropriate at this time to move to approve and authorize a settlement agreement and release of claims in regards to the case, the Reserves Resort Spa and Country Club LLC, and the Abraham P. Karaki case. The original release that would be authorized and signed would be for the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, but it's part of a universal settlement, which will then release and settle all the cases involving this matter. So it would be appropriate to move to approve and authorize a settlement agreement and release of all claims in that matter.
Pleasure, counsel.
I'll make the motion.
Mr. Cole,
we approve.
Yes.
Makes a motion. Mrs. Deaver seconds.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Moore?
No, that's all.
Additional business brought before counsel, Mr. Guy. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I'm just curious. How many times does it take to buy a piece of land?
We'll entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30 public hearings.
Could I ask one thing?
Mrs. Deaver.
I just want to say that, you know, I listed from this gentleman that wrote to me a number of approved developments in the general area around plantations in 24. I just want to remind everybody that we also have we have the school being built. We could possibly have a new police barracks and who knows, a new EMT station. That's not all that's being built in there. So I'm just saying, it's a lot to consider. It'll be very crowded.
Anything else from council?
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Mr. President, other business, the bandit signs, Todd, if we could address those. I'm getting some complaints again that they've figured out how to avoid a lot of the county scrutiny by throwing them up on a Friday night and taking them down on a Sunday night. And I've had a number of people
during the
last, couple weeks here and stuff. But my understanding, we do have a problem with the location of them sometimes in the state right away, and if we have the ability. My suggestion is somebody could talk to the state and we get some kind of MOU, memorandum of understanding that we can address some of these signs, even though they're not on private property, they're on state right away, and maybe because it doesn't make sense to have state employees going out and county employees going out chasing the same sign. So maybe that we can work a partnership on addressing some of the bandit signs, and if we could put that on a future agenda item.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, sir, I can handle that.
Anything else from council? Now I intend motion to go into recess to 1:30. Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in recess till 1:30 for public hearing.